because I'm dedicated, I went at 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon when they announced that it was going to be The Witches of Eastwick, the musical.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, they had run auditions and so on.
Yeah.
But at that point, they announced what the musical was and they handed people their scripts. So until that point, although there'd been a lot of work in the background, no one had, you know, most of the people had probably not even really heard of the Witches of Eastwick musical. And 24 hours later, they're on stage performing it. In between, of course, I've got to learn the singing, the dancing, the all of the scripts, and put the whole thing together. And you know what? Apart from being hilariously funny, it was really, really good. And, you know, I walked up at 5 o'clock in the morning, 12 hours later.
Yeah.
And there were a few people, they were singing and dancing in their jammies. A couple of people lying around, sort of having a small nana nap. They did Pilates to meet the sun. But by that stage, they had learned the whole thing. And then, you know, I've been singing and dancing at 5 o'clock in the morning previously, but it's always been very, very, very untidy.
Exactly.
They do cheat a tiny little bit in that on the night they have two teleprompters set up at each end of the stage, and you'll see moments where a couple of the performers will sort of engineer a bit of the blocking so that they can move a tiny bit closer to remember what the next line is.
Yeah.
But, you know, after 24 hours straight without sleep, that's unsurprising for a start. But, you know, there were fireworks going off. There were things catching fire deliberately. People smashing through glass windows. All of it put together for one night only for charity in 24 hours. It was extraordinary. So much fun. And a lot of fun in when it went wrong, watching them kind of engineering how they were going to get back to that line they just missed or whatever.
I kind of thought of it as like a theatre version of like Changing Rooms or something like that. They only have like a set amount of time to do it.
Set amount of time and you have to put it together with a roll of sticky tape and a tea bag or something.
Or Gaffer. Gaffer holds the theatre world together.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. But it was a sellout, the third year in a row. They've done Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella previously. You know, terrific production. I was so proud of them.
Yeah, and it's a credit to the team actually behind the scenes that do all that production work before it, you know, they even walk into that theatre.
Right. When they walk into the theatre, all of those scripts are marked up, you know, for each one of the performances, exactly where their things are. They've all been months and months of deception as to, you know, what the show's going to be. They told everyone it was going to be Cats. thankfully, that wasn't the case. I think I've reached my limit to the number of times I need to see Cats.
Yes.
But just sneaking around and a few, you know, given a list of things to pack, and there were a couple of red herrings sort of snuck in there so that, you know, give them a clue that perhaps it's going to be Grease and then, you know.
Yeah.
So sneaky.
Yeah.
And so much fun. And for charity.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, the other aim was that to get all of the performers from all of the different community theatres around Brisbane all in one room on one day to meet each other, to mingle and to have a good time. And big tick on all counts, I think.
Absolutely. And as you said, it raises money for charity. So, you know, why wouldn't you go along and support? Even if you didn't want to be on stage, you can definitely buy a ticket and support that way.
Well, that's right. And, you know, and all of the all of the musicians also had just 24 hours to learn what they were doing. And behind that, people had to feed them. People had to put on makeup, apply Band-Aids. security, whatever it else would be. You know, so much work goes into that,
yeah.
And then 24 hours later, they go home and sleep and start planning for next year.
Well, unfortunately, it's only done once a year, I think, so
yes.
We won't get a chance to go along and see it, but definitely one to look out for next year, the 24-hour musical
Absolutely.
Project.
Absolutely, and don't believe them when they tell you it's going to be capped. They're lying.